know, it's weird, you can't find a really a nice girl, and she was with a coworker, and then I gave her my phone number, and I go, hey, if you want to hang out with a nice guy, give me a call. Ooh. And then she just, like, looked at it and kind of turned bright red, and I'm like, shh, that was so dumb. Like, it was just...
Take a shot, dude. You know what? I took a shot
this past week. The Amtrak guy was very flirtatious, okay? He was a heavy set guy.
I'm not going to punch your ticket,
he was a heavy set guy, but man, was he cute. And, like, I was a little upset coming back, so I wanted to go into the cafe card. It was Saturday night, so I got... I asked him where the cafe cart was. He made, like, a little joke. So when he came by, he kept stopping by and chatted with me. Like, was really chatting. Took a seat. Like, he sat down by me, and we were just talking. So I was like, I'm definitely going to get this guy's number. I'm going to, like, exchange the number.
Teresa and Casey Jones. So, yeah. See you at the wedding.
I was like, all right. And so Jason Jackson from Trenton, New Jersey. So I was like, okay. We're going to get it. So then he was like, well, wait like a second when we get into Penn. He's like, I can't whip out my phone on the train. We're not allowed to do that. So
he's not driving the train. Who gives a shit?
No, I guess it's like unprofessional. They didn't want to see him. Yeah. So he gives me a slip of paper and he goes, here you go. Here's my Snapchat. And I was like, we didn't even discuss Snapchat. I don't Snapchat. And you gave me your Snapchat? Like, okay, so clearly you have a girlfriend or whatever you're doing. But what? Like, why would you? I waited 2 extra minutes
How
for
old
your
Snapchat.
I want to say he was, like, at least 30.
Okay.
Like,
oh, all right,
like,
that's fine.
I don't know, Snapchat, it's weird.
I thought that was weird.
I don't have Snapchat.
Did you think that was weird? That's weird. I have the Snapchat.
Yeah.
Dude, get a burner. If you're on the scam, get a second burner phone, dude. Let's, you know,
no,
do that.
Don't have a seat in time. Yeah. He had a seat. Like, I was like, I'm okay. Like, then don't. All right, dude. Yeah.
It is so weird, too, because, like, it happens all the time. Like, either you flirt with someone, and then that person's like, ooh, I like... You're flirting, but then you gave me the number, and that's too far. Or it's like, you know, like maybe he was just being friendly, and now, you know, he couldn't because he probably had a lady. You know what I mean? He's probably a nice guy anyway. He's probably had a girlfriend.
Yeah, but why take his seat?
Here's my...
What? Exactly.
I don't know. I would. But, I mean, I wouldn't give you my Snapchat.
Unless he was so bored at work.
Hit me up on Bumble.
Or you can even throw in...
Here's my MySpace name.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't even care what MySpace. A dude then will throw in, like, because he was talking about, like, drinking and stuff, and he's like, oh, yeah, that wine. Like, because he likes, like, the cheap wine and whatever. And if he had a girlfriend, then he could be like... then he could be like, oh, my girlfriend and I... That's fine. That's completely acceptable to throw that in that case.
Right.
So it's like, oh, you have a girlfriend. I'm not going to, like, ask for your number. You're just nice to talk to on the train. But, like, then it's like, that was just weird, like... Thanks for your Snapchat. Like, yeah. So,
I recently ended up, like, I met this guy at my friend's birthday, actually, in, like, the meatpacking district. I don't like to hang out there. And I was kind of like, oh, this is miserable. But I ended up talking to this very nice guy. But he lives in, like, North Carolina or something. And we were texting kind of, like, briefly. Yeah, he comes to the city, he says, like, once a month. We were texting. It was actually very nice. But then he started Snapchatting me. And I was like... I would text him. I was like, I'm not going to check. Like, I really don't use Snapchat. I would get the notifications, but he'll keep Snapchatting me, and I'm realizing
what
I'm like...
What does that mean? Like, is he taking a video? Hey, Kate. Like, is that what that
Well,
is?
I don't even think it's specific towards me.
Yeah.
No, it's not even, because I did, like... I didn't
now,
watch
she's like, I had to check 4,000 times.
No, it's not, because I looked.
No, but I think he's Snapchatting a bunch of people. That's... I mean, I think probably... I don't know.
I think that's the thing, too, is you just never know what someone else is doing. Like, that's the thing where you're like, okay, you're... Because everyone has, like, mini lives, it seems like.
Totally.
Like, where you're like, okay, like, what is the person they're presenting? Like, you know, I'm one of those rare breeds that what you see is what you get.
Oh.
Like, that
face value Jake Tanner. That's her nickname.
I'm face value Derek, too.
Exactly.
I'm the same way. It's like, well, I mean, even with my ex, she's like, I'm like, what? How? You know, when I called, I was like... You know, it's like you're having relationships with... I am not having relationships with other people. I'm like, you might not be banging them, but you are literally having a relationship with other men, like, right next to me. Obviously, like, what do you do when I'm not around?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you... like
anal.
Your,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Anal, yeah. That's nice. I like that. What? Only
especially you tickle the balls.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just be gentle. Go soft.
That, so I don't know.
No?
You ever done the butt stuff?
No, I haven't done that.
No finger or nothing?
No.
Huh.
No frisky uncles, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
No. The guy on the Tinder date did mention how some girl ate him.
Oh, so you know,
and I was
everyone's talking about that nowadays.
Kate's been all quiet. She's had some butt stuff done. Thank you very much.
I mean,
all right,
there you go.
But everyone's talking about eating ass nowadays. It's like
it's been around for years.
Heaven forbid they call me on the phone.
No, but they're talking about it now. No,
Chris Rock said in his special 20 fucking years ago about eating ass.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Jelly is syrup. I prefer syrup. That's been around for a while.
Okay, I guess it seems like it's just a thing that right now everyone's talking about.
Everyone's more cavalier
now
about
that you
being...
Now that you lost your virginity, you're noticing more things.
Oh, shut the fuck
up. Was the bar back calling to eat your ass out? Is that why?
I mean, my personal opinion... any woman that I ever date from the rest of my life on, you do not have to eat my ass. That is just, I'm
sorry.
You heard
it first, here,
yeah,
people.
I don't do it. You can give me a blowjob if you want.
I
want to
tell
you
a filthy blowjob
if you
want.
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't care
blowjobs
if you don't get a blowjob?
No.
You don't care?
No.
All right, I want to check your fucking passport.
I don't care. You know why? Because any blowjobs that I've ever gotten in the past have always been laden with guilt, so I really don't care. So,
guilt?
Yeah.
Like, you banging Irish Catholic girls?
I don't want to.
Or Jewish girls? One of the two.
I think
one of the two.
You've never had a good blowjob.
Uh-oh. Kate's interested in getting a blowjob. Yeah! Kate was like, challenge accepted.
No, we actually shared a bed and nothing happened between us.
Yeah, what? I'm very respectful, right?
Yeah, he's very respectful.
You passed out, but you didn't know anything.
He had sniffed your panties when you were four.
I ate your ass. She didn't even notice.
The next day, she's like, I sure feel refreshed after that.
I feel so clean.
Oh, my God.
We were in Rochester all doing comedy. There were a bunch of us. And, like, that show was a mess. And, like, we all come, like, drunk to the hotel room. And we were like, all right, well, I guess...
I feel bad. Did you want me to try something on you?
No.
I mean, did you? I mean, be honest.
No.
Are you sure?
She's turning red. I don't know.
This is the third time you've mentioned this.
No,
now I feel bad.
I love this. See, I snipped it
out. We didn't do anything because I was like, all right, this is first of all. I'm laying. I'm like, do I go?
It was very awkward.
You know, I was like, yeah, because we're like, hey, you want a spoon? You know, I mean, I don't know. It was
I was in a very that was a weird time for me, and I was.
So you're not eating out yet? See, she's not eating out.
I know. Actually, I wasn't. I didn't feel that we had that connection because we had just met in a way anyway.
Fair
so I didn't
fuck.
Feel, yeah. No,
wait,
just a blowjob. Just a blowjob.
Wait,
show me
that, it
without
that
guilt.
With guilt. Yeah. Yeah. What is it if you hook up with someone and they're very cuddly? Like, are you a cuddly hookup? Like, afterwards? Are you a cuddly hookup?
I like to spoon, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like to spoon and get my hand on a boob.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a massage. I use a massage therapist, so I'm definitely hands on.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So,
you definitely got a blowjob letter from her now.
Yeah, right?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Quid pro quo, Clarice.
Oh my God.
Quid pro quo.
But whatever happens,
Kate,
no one will find out. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
until
no,
they're back on the next podcast.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Right?
That would be
fun. So we had Catherine who said, oh, who knows if we'll ever laugh. Catherine and Steve Leventhal said, we're going to date and we'll see what happens. Now we can have our second marriage from this podcast.
Right,
oh,
huh?
My God.
Kate,
you're both bartenders.
You
no, I don't
want to
get
married.
Do you want to get married, Kate?
That's a very good question. I don't know anymore.
Listen, he has to get blown for her first before we get a ring.
I am a giver. I don't care.
Fair.
I'm a giver.
I think I'm a giver, but I like to receive as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the balance.
It is. Yeah. I guess it is nice.
Yeah. And he's.
Are we still? Are we done with the butt licking topic, or do we pass that bridge? Are we done? I'm just curious.
I think. Maybe,
I don't know.
Yeah. Why did you have another story you wanted to share?
Story.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You can share.
As I'm guilty of this. A lot of my stories when I was in Vegas, single. Yeah.
This podcast should just be called When I Was in
Vegas.
What was a butt looking story? Is
when happens in Vegas
this
does not stay.
No,
in
no, no, no. Because this story is fucking hilarious. I met this girl at Excess, the club there in Encore at the Wind, and she looked like Princess Jasmine from Aladdin. And I was,
the best of all.
My first and only Indian girl I've ever met, and she was most
gorgeous.
No bones about it. We're gonna fuck. Like,
Jasmine wasn't Indian though.
What?
Yeah, she was an Indian.
Saudi Arabian.
Okay,
yeah.
But this girl was Indian.
Yeah.
She was a Canadian Indian girl from Vancouver. That's okay. So double flag. Anyway, we go. We long the short. We get back the next morning because her roommate was a Caco de Blanco, as they call them. Caco de Blanco. She's like, she's gonna come with me. She can come there tomorrow. Right. The worst people in the world. Right.
You can come with us if you like.
I did. And she's like, no, you're not going to come and like stay the night with her because, no, she can go to you tomorrow morning. So, and the girl's like, I will be at your place whenever you text me. I'll be there in 30 minutes. So, Saturday morning, I wake up. This is going to be gross, but this very important part of the story. I did not shower, and I had to poop, and I did.
Oh, God.
So, the next morning, I'm just laying there. I'm like, hey, what's going on? She's like, I'll be there in 30 minutes. She comes over, dolled the fuck up. Like, she's going out. Comes over. My buddy goes, I'm going to go gamble like a good guy. We start banging like, you know, crazy. Then, after a few rounds, she says, lift your ass up. She puts a pillow in my ass. I'm like, okay. And then she goes, licks her finger. I'm like, ah! stop right there. There is no QB sneaking going on ever.
Stop right now.
Right. I'm like, there's no fucking way that's going to happen. She's like, come on, you're adventurous. I'm like, I'm adventurous, but this is where the buck stops here. There'll be no...
The butt stops
here. Yeah, that's very true. Waka, waka, waka. She's like, all right, fine, I won't do that. And then without even getting an indication what's going to happen next, she buries her head right in my butt and starts licking my ass on without a moment of, I haven't showered yet. I couldn't
even
do that.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you sure? No. Yeah, you sure? And she was... It was like she was trying to a contest of holding her breath the longest. She was down there forever and didn't even bat an eye. I'm like,
did you kiss her goodbye?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Right? She goes, where's your bathroom? Do you have any mouthwash? I'm like, yes, I do. It's in
yeah.
I got the travel size mouth.
Yeah, but you could. What
she
what
fucking
happened?
Tossed my fucking.
I mean, you might have. Yeah, I mean, the mouthwash is one thing, but what about her ass mustache she had, bro?
I don't know.
Did she, like, wash your face?
I don't know. She pretty much took right off after that. Like, immediately.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Don't look a guy's ass, ladies. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You know?
It's gross.
Oh, God. And here's the funny part, too. What, so, my another buddy from home's texting. This is like,
what's she, that on your upper lip? Oh, it might be shit. I'm not sure.
She's like, are you... Like, what did you become Adolf Hitler all of a sudden?
Yeah, exactly. You got something brown. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Charlie Chaplin, cut that shit out. No,
okay,
I'm kidding.
Now, how does she go back and tell her friends, oh, what'd you do? She's like, and then I just ate his ass.
Oh,
my God.
Now, she dove right in.
You do
a
not
woman,
share a drink with that
usually
girl.
A woman, is, I think, is more, it's sexier to be able to do that because, you know, you're down there eating, you know, have oral pleasure, and I think a girl's ass is a little bit sexier. Unless, of course, they don't take care of themselves. It's just
right.
like a dude.
Right.
It's like, you know, I'm a dude. I'm a dude down there. You
right.
know what I mean? It's like, hey,
don't I know
way.
It?
You know
don't
yeah.
I know it?
Well, I mean, I was here earlier. I took the 9 o'clock train and then came back to the. I wanted to get to know Kevin. No,
yeah. Way to play up in front of the wife
yeah,
and
exactly,
kid.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Like,
I hope people listen to this because this is hysterical.
Derek, what's that on your lip? Oh! Kevin's.
I mustache your
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking
oh,
funny.
Kevin.
So, yeah, so.
I did not shower for you.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So that was my ass-eating story in
that's
Vegas.
A good one.
Wow, yeah.
I've only...
And then, wait,
time,
just,
yeah.
just a postscript, just a little addendum. When she was in the process of analingus, saying...
Nice.
My buddy from home is texting me, goes, what's going on? I'm like, if you're only here right
so
now...
You picked up your phone, I guess she couldn't see you.
No,
yeah,
she was in. And I said, if you don't believe me, ask Nick. I'm getting my asshole looked right now. And all the phone... The next text was, ha, 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 for like 6 lines worth. And then he called, like, no bullshit. His time could have been better. He called, like, as she was leaving. I'm like, she was like, hold on 1 second. I'm like, yeah, hello. He goes, she's still there? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, bye. I said, hey, bye. It was good. You know, good hangout. She goes, oh, I had a blast. He goes, is that her?
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Man. Wow.
I can't think of a better way to go on a podcast than on ass eating.
I mean,
yeah. No, that day, you know what? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure. You're getting a little disgusted there. You all right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, just the whole, like,
it
the
got
stash thing.
Out of control. Oh, yeah.
It sure did put a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah. Zing, waka, waka. I just want to have a follow-up podcast after
so
Derek and Kate go out for a date, a la Love Connection.
God.
Right?
I'll be your Chuck Woolery.
We just have people on the podcast that we want to see them hook up. Like, not, like, in person.
I mean, watch
I mean, but just
you
like,
want to watch us?
No, but we're
she's
like,
a voyeur.
We want to see you guys.
That's
we want
a
to
video
see you guys.
Podcast.
Yeah, like, yeah. Go on a date, and then we talk about it afterwards.
Oh. Well, this is the part
can
of the...
Can we talk about what happened between you and I anyway, where,
oh,
with
nice.
The brother and sister thing?
Yes!
Oh, we have each hooked up with... I mean, I'm friends
Wiener
with
cousins!
You're just going to have to, like, not,
dude, anyway,
the bleep names
out.
No,
should
like, we finish now?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, well, or should we finish? You don't want to talk about this on.
Yeah, no,
well,
we don't have to. No,
I
it's
mean,
all right.
Could. No,
it wasn't a bad thing
I
anyway.
Think it's
so
fine. We can
like,
talk about it. We basically have each hooked up with a sibling.
Yeah,
but,
siblings. Like one
this.
Night, I got set up on a date that I didn't know I got set
so
up.
So you
on.
Fucked your brother and you fucked your sister.
Yeah, but then we switched. You know, it was like, it's fine.
They'd be ungated.
But wait, who's your sibling?
No. So. There are these like these siblings. They're really good friends.
Sweet kid. Sweet
very.
People
I was hanging out with a guy for like.
Pervy,
she was.
Well, I'm old. What the fuck? Yeah.
Actually, he was younger than me too.
Oh,
he
really?
Was like 3 or 4 or 5. I think he was like 5 years younger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I ended up hanging out with him. It was like a few times, like a couple months, I think, but. Yeah, he went home with the sister, I went home with the brother.
Same night?
Same night.
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect. Is that all the bullshit? Hey, bro, how was it? Hey, sis, high five.
That was the best blind date I've ever, because I had no idea I was on a date, and then the girl, she's so super sweet, she's like, she buys me a drink. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. She bought me a drink. She's like,
they're bartenders,
yeah,
both of them.
Yeah, she's like, why are you being so standoffish? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, you know, I didn't she tell you that we were on a date tonight?
Because our
friends
were setting
them up. I'm like, no.
And us. And I was getting set up, too.
Right.
It was a complete setup.
Yeah. It was the weirdest.
Yo, that's the opsy oak right there. Holy shit.
And then me and Gab was like, so did you? And she's like, yeah. Did you? I'm like, yeah. And I was like,
well, because we ran into each other at like after hours.
Oh my god, that was an interesting.
That was an interesting night.
Yeah, that was like.
Yeah.
So you guys might just fucking get it over with, because you already indirectly have had sex, kind of, sort of.
I'm not saying that I'm a cokehead, but I was cokehead that night. That was a late night. That was a late, late night.
I showed up there like super late on my, I don't know.
Super late, I mean super early. It was like 4:30, right?
5 a.m. I think walked in. Oh god, that bar is
I got in big trouble because I went over there with these two girls. They're like, let's go to this bar. And I had just met these two girls outside smoking a cigarette. I'm like, yeah, let's go over to Domini's. So we're in there in Domini's. And then I went down to talk to the bartenders on the corner. I met a girl that they were talking with, and I hit off with this girl. And then this one of the girls that I came in with turned into like a complete psycho, right? Remember her?
Oh, that was
a complete nut job, and like was like, "You made a huge mistake." I'm like, "You have a boyfriend." Like, "You made a huge mistake. You should have blown us off." I'm like, "Yeah, I didn't make a big mistake, obviously." And then I was like hitting on that other girl. She was cute.
You should go back out with that brother and sister again. You drive, and then when you're driving, when you're at the bar, then do you have the bartender? Can you put on the Requiem for a Dream soundtrack, please?
Yeah, yeah, right?
Oh, and then go, welcome to Paris.
Welcome to Paris.
Well, that's fucking, well, that's perfect.
Bringing it full circle.
Oh, boy, I had to. I had to close it up, close that loop. Now it's time for our favorite spot called The Plugs. Where can we find you folks next?
The plugs
in the button.
Three Seek Katana, where can we find you?
Wednesday.
Twitter, dates?
Oh, Twitter. Twitter dates, I've got some shows coming up. I've got one next two Wednesdays. So this Wednesday I'll be at Pink's in the East Village. Jody Coyote show. Is it called
Pink's?
Nice.
Pink's, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then the following Wednesday I will be at a show in Astoria. Reservoir Vernon something, I forget, I'm so sorry. Yes, but you can follow me on Facebook, Teresa DeCatano. Hear all about my stuff. Kate Weinberg, where are you going to be?
Well, you could follow me on Twitter, Kate Weinberg. That's Kate with a C, CATEWEN. I'm done spelling that, but yeah, Kate with a C. Check out Dive Bar the series. It's a web series about bartending and the dive bar. And I have a monthly show at the Broadway Dive. Wow, I'm way too centered in the dive. It's every third Wednesday of the month, except this month it's on the fourth Wednesday, the 27th, and comedy night at a Snowdonia in Astoria.
Ooh,
every first
that's a good
Monday.
Spot. Yeah.
That was where our the siblings.
Yep.
And
now I have to go check out the scene of crime.
Yeah, you can follow me on, I don't know, Derek J. Watkins on Facebook and my Twitter, I guess, if you want to be bored. I've been kind of like off Facebook because I can't stand it. But I don't have any shows coming up, so if you guys want to book me, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll let you know, you know. But thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man, no problem.
Yeah.
The Safe Word Podcast can be found on iTunes. If you're listening, please share with a friend. Twitter, @SafeWordPC. And I'm Kevin Goatee, GOOTEE, and that's right. You love it. See, every time she cracks up at that.
That's awesome.
It's easy. It's people. That's how you remember. Yeah, buddy. And of course, the infamous Comics Watching Comics show.
Yes.
Going to tape the panel next week. Episode 3 is going down, and you can find that on YouTube, comicswatchingcomics.com. Dates, nothing this week. It's a light week. I'm going to Alice in Chains on Monday at the Beacon Theater. You can find me there. Other than that,
Yes.
Right down the street.
I will. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I guess I won't then.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Are you working? Okay, well, then I'll stop by. And then next week, who gives a shit? I don't know, my calendar, whatever, fine. KevinGoatee.com as well. I'll find my dates in there as well. But yeah, Comics Watching Comics, @ComicsWatching on Twitter, @SafeWordPC. Guys, it's been one hell of a show. We learned a lot today. Thank you so much for coming. Kay Weinberg, Derek Walken, saying you. I'm Kevin Goatee. Tweetsy Degatano saying, Avita Zen.
Bye.